And in verse 21, really verse 20, is what the thrust of our thoughts would be this morning upon. It came to pass when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. I want you to notice, first of all, just there's three thoughts here, but I want you to notice the angel. The angel is a specific angel. You'll notice that in the verse 18 where Manoah asks him, "What's thy name? We may honor thee." The reply was, "Why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is secret?" If you look at your margin, you will see how the word secret there is rendered. It is rendered wonderful. The same word is used in Psalm 139 in verse 6. "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it." Here was a wonderful visitation from the one who's called wonderful. Isaiah 9, in the words of verse 6, we have it again. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." This was no ordinary angel. This was the angel of the covenant. This was the Lord Jesus Christ, one of his Old Testament appearances. But not only is it specific, but you'll notice that the sentiment or the words of the angel was with regard to the sacrifice. And in the words of verse 16, you'll see the angel Lord said unto Manoah, Though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord." And he's speaking there of the sacrifice. And as we heard on Friday night, the meat offering, the burnt offering, was a daily occurrence. And even in the words of verse 20, you see again that the angel of the Lord is associated with the altar. Men and women, that brings us to Calvary. For our Savior is our meat offering. He is our burnt offering. He is all the offerings that we have in Leviticus. He was to offer a sacrifice unto God. That sacrifice we have come to remember as we meet around the table of remembrance. If I can just draw on a little from there and show you the acceptance here. For there was an acceptance of the offering. Manoah made the meat offering. He placed it upon the rock. In verse 20, "For it came to pass when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar." That offering was made unto God. And it was a burnt offering, and so there was the fire. And the fire was to ascend unto God. First and foremost, it was a sacrifice heavenward. There was an acceptance of that offering. An acceptance of the sacrifice. Men and women, so it was at Calvary. For there one sacrifice was offered, and it was accepted. Accepted on our behalf. For one stood in to our stead. There was the acceptance of Christ. You see, in verse 20 it says there that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. Manoah then and his wife knew that this was no ordinary angel. This was the Lord Jesus Christ. He ascended in the flame. And is there not a picture there of his sacrifice? For on the cross, he who knew no sin yet became sin for us. And the wrath of God and the fire of that wrath fell. Should have fallen on you. It should have fallen on me. But it fell on Christ. And then the words of the hymn that we have been singing, or will we sing, "The wrath of God that was our due upon the Lamb was laid. And as Christ offered himself as a sacrifice, as he endured the fire of God's wrath, it was accepted. It ascended as a sweet smelling savour before the Father, whereby he could cry, "It is finished." There's only one Calvary. Many burnt offerings, many meat offerings, but all pointing and being fulfilled in that one sacrifice of Christ on the cross. It was accepted. You know how it was accepted? Because he was raised again the third day. He's not in the tomb. He's not on the cross. He's alive forevermore. That leads me on to show you the altar itself. The altar is specific. The altar is Christ. We don't have an altar in the church. The communion table is not an altar. It's a table of remembrance. For you see, there's one altar, and that's Christ himself. Hebrews 13 and 10, we have an altar. Whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. The Old Testament saints had the brazen altar. We have Christ. He is our altar. He is the one that has gone outside the camp, bearing reproach. And you know, because the altar is Christ, because he satisfied the work of the Father, his sacrifice was accepted, and that means that our spiritual sacrifices can be made unto God, and we present them unto God in the name and in the merit of Christ, who is our altar. Why is your prayer accepted? Because it's in Christ's name that you pray. It's in the merit of his blood that you present it before God. We are to give ourselves as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. Incense is mentioned much in the Old Testament. Prayer is incense. Hebrews 13 and 15 says, "By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." How do we offer praise? It's in Christ's name. His merit. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. In Revelation 8, in the last verse I want to leave with you, in verse 3, it speaks of that incense. Another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. The smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hands. How can we offer the incense of prayer to God? Only because of the sacrificial lamb. One of the signs that the work was finished was that the veil was rent in the temple from top to bottom. We have access this morning right into the throne room. We can come to the mercy seat, who is Christ. And we rejoice in it. And we rejoice that it is made possible for us through his death on the cross. Even in that wee verse in the Old Testament there, I trust that we have been drawn to consider the Calvary. Men and women, may our prayer, our praying, may it ascend to God with fervency. May it ascend to God in Christ's merit, of no merit of ourselves. But all our merit is found in him. May the Lord bless those few thoughts to our hearts this morning for his own name's sake.